And now on Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Wednesday, the 7th of May, 2025. The general synopsis at 1800. High in northeast Mallon, 1027. Expected east Cromartie with little change by 1800 Wednesday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking. Northwest 2 to 4. Mainly fair. Good. North Utsira. Northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5. Mainly fair. Good. South Utsira. Northwesterly 4 to 6. Becoming variable 2 to 4. Fair. Good. 40s. Northwesterly, veering northerly, 3 or 4, occasionally 2 and west, showers, good. Cromartie, variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Forth Tyne, variable 3 or less, becoming east or northeast 2 to 4, mainly fair, good. Dogger, variable 2 at first in west, otherwise northerly or northeasterly, 3 or 4. Showers, good. Fisher. Northwest, 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4. Fair, good. German Bight, Humber. North or northeast, 3 or 4. Occasionally 2 at first. Showers, good. Thames, Dover, southeast white. Northerly or northeasterly, 4 or 5, occasionally 6, except in Thames. Showers, good. Northwest white, Portland, Plymouth. Northerly or northeasterly, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, except in South Portland and South Plymouth. Showers, good. Biscay, east or northeast, 3 to 5, showers, good. Trafalgar, northerly at first in north, otherwise variable 2 to 4, thundery showers later in southwest, good, occasionally poor later in southwest. South Fitzroy, northeasterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 and far south, mainly fair, good. North Fitzroy, Sole, easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, showers, good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. North or northeast, 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 at times, then occasionally 5 later in Lundy and Irish Sea. Fair, good. Shannon. Variable 2 to 4, mainly fair, good. Northwest Rockall. Southerly or southwesterly, 3 to 5, showers, good. Southeast Rockall, Mallon. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northwesterly, 3 to 5 and far southeast of Mallon. Fair, good. Hebrides. Variable, mainly southwest, 2 to 4. Showers, good. Bailey. Southerly or southwesterly, 4 or 5, occasionally 3 and southeast. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Fair Isle. Variable 2 to 4. Showers, good. Faroes, southwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 and northwest, occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. And southeast Iceland, southwesterly 4 to 6, occasional rain, fog patches in far north, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in far north. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic. Calm. 24 miles, 1027, rising slowly. Stornoway. Southeast 1, 16 miles, 1027, rising more slowly. Lerwick. West by north 3, 27 miles, 1026, rising slowly. Wick Automatic. West by south, 1, 16 miles, 1027, now falling. Aberdeen, east by south, 1, 24 miles, 1027, rising slowly. Lucas, East 3, 22 miles, 1,027, now falling. Boomer, northeast by east, 1, 14 miles, 1,026, rising slowly. Bridlington, east-southeast, 2, 1,026, rising slowly. Sand Eddy Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by north, 5, 11 miles, 1,023. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northeast 5, more than 27 miles, 1,024. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, northeast by north, 1, 1,024, rising slowly. Jersey, northeast 3, 24 miles, 1,023, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, north-northwest 3, 11 miles, 1,024. Scilly Automatic, northeast 3, 14 miles, 1,025, rising slowly. Milford Haven, north-northeast 3, 22 miles, 1,025, rising slowly. Aberporth, west by north, 1, 16 miles, 1,025, now falling. Valley, northeast by east, 2, 16 miles, 1,026, now falling. Liverpool Crosby, northwest by west, 3, 22 miles, 1,026, rising slowly. Valentia, north by west, 1, 27 miles, 1,026, rising more slowly. Ronald's Way, north, 1, 19 miles, 1,026, rising slowly. Mallon Head, south, southeast, 2, 22 miles, 1,027, now falling. And Macrahanish Automatic, northwest, 2, 24 miles, 1,027, now falling. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 23:00. The general situation. High pressure will continue to bring mainly settled weather to the United Kingdom during the next 24 hours, although there may be one or two showers in eastern areas. The wind will be mostly only light or moderate in strength, although a fresh, locally strong northeasterly will continue to affect the southeastern corner of England. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable 3 or less, occasionally 4 later, fair, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable 3 or less, occasionally 4 and south, fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Variable 3 or less, becoming northeast 2 or 3, occasionally 4 later, mainly fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Variable 3 or less, becoming north or northeast 3 or 4, showers later, good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, showers for a time, good. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 and far east, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time in west, showers for a time in east, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. East or northeast 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less later, mainly fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. East or northeast 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then north or northeast 3 or 4 later, occasionally 5 later, fair, good. St. David's Head to Great Ormond, including St. George's Channel. Variable 3 or less, becoming north or northeast 3 or 4 later, occasionally 5 later, fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Northwest 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 at times, then becoming east or northeast 3 to 5 later, fair, good. Isle of Man. North or northwest 2 to 4, veering east or southeast 3 to 5 later, fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. North or northeast 3 or 4, occasionally variable 2 at first, backing north or northwest 3 to 5 later, fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northerly or northwesterly, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 for a time later in north, then becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Variable 3 or less, becoming north or northwest, 2 to 4, fair, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Variable 3 or less, occasionally 4 later, fair, good. And Shetland Isles, westerly 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less for a time in east, mainly fair, good. And that completes the shipping forecast, and that's it for another day here on BBC Radio 4. In a few moments, we'll join the World Service for a look ahead to business matters with Rahul Tandon, and then the news at 1 a.m. with Sue Montgomery. In the meantime, on behalf of my colleague Chris Aldridge in the newsroom and myself, Al Ryan, here in Broadcasting House, if you have been, thanks for listening. Have a safe, quiet and peaceful night. Good night. Ihawa.
It's midnight GMT. Hello, I'm Rahul Tandon, and this is Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in Canada and Singapore. Coming up, India strikes Pakistan. It's in response to an attack on Indian tourists which killed 26 people 2 weeks ago. We will bring you the very latest. Also, the Canadian Premier, Mark Carney, met Donald Trump. Can they strike a trade deal? The mayor of Quebec tells us he hopes so.
It is bad for every one of us. It is bad for our companies. It is bad for our people. This is probably the strongest matrix that will help us to make a deal.
Germany has a new chancellor. How can he stimulate its flagging economy?
We would need some tax relief for companies. We would need some reduction of bureaucracy. We will need a strong voice in European Union's institutions when it comes to free trade deals.
That's Business Matters First, the latest BBC News.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. India has launched a series of missile strikes on targets in Pakistan and Pakistan-administered Kashmir in response to last month's militant attack in Indian-administered Kashmir, in which 26 civilians were killed. Delhi said 9 sites were hit, targeting what it described as terrorist infrastructure. It said no military facilities had been attacked. Pakistan says there had been several civilian casualties and claimed their forces had shot down 3 Indian jets and a drone. Azadeh Moshiri reports from Islamabad.
The government says 5 locations were targeted, some of them in Pakistan-administered Kashmir. These were areas that the government had encouraged journalists to visit and said were areas that India claimed were militant training camps. Since the deadly attack in Indian-administered Kashmir, Prime Minister Narendra Modi had vowed he would hold the perpetrators to account. Pakistan has consistently denied any involvement and called for an independent investigation. The nature of any casualties and Pakistan's response will be crucial in determining whether this military confrontation escalates.
A United Nations spokesperson said the Secretary General, Antonio Guterres, was very concerned by the military escalation between India and Pakistan and was calling for maximum restraint. Speaking at the White House, President Trump said he hoped the clashes between the two nuclear-armed neighbours would end very quickly.
I guess people knew something was going to happen based on a little bit of the past. They've been fighting for a long time. You know, they've been fighting for many, many decades. And centuries, actually, if you really think about it. No, I just hope it ends very quickly.
Oman has announced it's mediated a ceasefire deal between the United States and the Houthis in Yemen. The Omani foreign minister said both sides had agreed.